Indeed. That was, wait for it, the super theory of super everything by Gogo Bordello.
Oh.
Thought I'd toss something News Baron Corbin's way because I know he's huge into them.
They're awesome.
Yes.
It's a gypsy punk, man. They're awesome.
I thought we covered this already. Yeah. It's racist.
Look up their Wikipedia. It's what it says.
That is a true genre.
I'm sorry. Stop. Nomadic people.
Romani punk.
Or adventurous type punk.
Okay.
Anyway. All right. So here's the deal. Since I can't keep track of time. See, and actually, here's the deal. I'm celebrating 1 year of not being able to tell time, not turning my microphone on or forgetting to turn it off and not hitting the right buttons right here on Mike and Mickey After Dark on 89.9 KGRG-FM, KGRG-FM HD1 Auburn, also broadcasting on K207 AP Sumner Lake Taps 89.3 FM, dude.
Dude.
And man.
Man.
No, bruh.
Home cooking.
Thanks.
Home cooking.
Thanks for playing the home game.
I'm sorry. I was just lost in thought.
I understand. She's like, one of these days, I will murder him.
It
will be the last time. He'll go overtime on his segment, and that will be the last time.
I'll channel my inner Hannibal.
She'll go mad on the mad.
Oh. Yeah. Come down with mama madness.
But like for real.
All right, so here's the deal. So we mentioned we were going to get into some clips, and we've got some clips for later, but then I realized, my producer / co-host reminded me, it's like, dude, it's 10 o'clock, it's time for geek history. And I'm like, oh yeah, that's a thing that we do.
Oh yeah.
So, all right, so we're going to stay on schedule, and we're going to talk about what happened on this day in geek history for August the 8th. Now, I get a lot of my info from thegreatgeekmanual.com.
Cite your sources.
Yeah, see, according to the Great Geek Manual. See, there you go. Now you're playing the home game.
Yeah.
All right, so where basically what we do is we go over geeky and nerdy stuff that happened specifically on this day that we're broadcasting. In this case, it's August 8th. So Let's begin. We start our journey in 1876, okay. When on August 8th, Thomas Edison receives a patent for his mimeograph, which he describes as a, quote, method of preparing audiographic stencils for printing, I love old-timey words. We're talking about mimeographs and preparing autographic stencils for printing.
I don't know what that is.
I don't know what any of that is.
Can we just say without it, we wouldn't be here today?
There you go.
All right, cool.
All right. We move on to 1908, where on August 8th, Wilbur Wright makes his first flight at a race course in Le Mans, France.
Woo!
It is the Wright brothers' first public flight.
Oh.
Awesome.
2 years later... 3 years later, in 1911, the 1 millionth patent is filed in the United States Patent Office by Francois Holton for a tubeless vehicle tire. So basically, Your car tire was patented on this day in 1911.
Thanks, man.
And the millionth?
Yeah, and the 1 millionth. Yeah, that the tubeless tire is the 1 millionth patent filed in the U.S. Patent Office.
Would you look at that?
We jump a number of years to 1955, where on August 8th, the Geneva Conference is held to discuss peaceful uses of atomic energy.
Oh.
So we'll get back to dropping atomic bombs.
Mm.
And Marty McFly showed up. Don't forget that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Well, I think that was like in November or October or...
Oof, I can't remember. Well, was the Under the Sea dance a prom or a homecoming?
I think it was just the Enchantment Under the Sea dance.
Oh, just some random event.
Yeah, I think it was just a 1950s dance where, spoiler alert, Marty McFly invents rock and roll.
Yeah.
You know that sound you've been looking for?
Oh, well, listen to this.
Those tasty licks.
Exactly.
The kids are going to love it.
Well stated, cool guy, Luke. Let's see. Oh, we talked about atomic energy already.
Yeah.
So we go to 1978, where on August 8th, the United States launches Pioneer Venus 2, carrying scientific probes to study the atmosphere of Venus.
Cool.
Oh. All right. So speaking of space stuff.
Space.
We go to 1986. We're 30 years ago today, on August 8th, well, you get to listen to a movie trailer.
Ooh.
Yay! Wait, is it one the one where you have to guess?
No.
You got the touch! 2 years in the making, an incredible adventure and spectacular widescreen animation opens at theaters everywhere Friday, August 8th. Transformers, the movie. It's a startlingly original story that begins in the year 2005.
Look, it's Unicron!
A monster planet destroys everything in its path, while on Earth, Optimus Prime and Megatron battle to the death.
It's over, Prime.
It's a story that will surprise and shock even the most diehard Transformer fans.
True
Starring
story.
Leonard Nimoy and Judd Nelson, with songs by Weird Al Yankovic and Stan Bush. Escape into fantasy this summer, into the incredible rock and roll adventure. Transformers, the movie. Don't miss it. It's rated PG and opens at theaters everywhere August 8th.
Yes!
Oh, man.
Wow.
So, News Baron Corbin is intrigued. 30 years ago today on August 8th, DeLorenitis Entertainment Group, along with Sunbow Productions and Marvel Productions LTD, releases the feature-length animated film The Transformers, the movie, based on the cartoon of the same name, featuring the voice talents of Eric Idle, Judd Nelson, Leonard Nimoy, Casey Kasem, Robert Stack, Lionel Stander, and John Machida, a.k.a. the Micro Machines guy. it also marked the final on-screen roles for both Orson Welles, who died the year before its release, and Scatman Carruthers, who died months after its release. The story takes place in the far-flung future of 2005, 20 years after the events of the TV series' second season, and serves as a bridge into the third season. Set to a soundtrack of synth-based and hard-driving metal music, the film has a decidedly darker tone than the television series, with detailed visuals typical of anime film styling. The film features several grand battles in which a handful of major characters meet their end. The film's tagline was "Beyond good, beyond evil, beyond your wildest animation." Wildest animation? Well, this is wild animation. Come on. One more time. Beyond good, beyond evil, beyond your wildest imagination. Produced on a budget of $6 million, it opened on 990 screens, less than 1,000 screens, and brought in $1.7 million its opening weekend. Transformers the movie would go on to make only $5.8 million during its entire theatrical run, making it a box office failure and jeopardizing other toy, cartoon, TV to movie plans. That's why there's no My Little Pony movie. You can blame Transformers the movie for that.
But Shia LaBeouf saved Transformers, right?
You shut your face. We'll get to you later.
Whoa. Discourse.
The power of the cube.
Transformers the movie would go on to become a cult classic and also happens to be my favorite movie.
Yay.
Bottom line, right?
Yeah.
Bottom line?
Desert Island, all Ding Dong Day. All 86 minutes of it.
Oh.
And to mark the occasion, after we wrap up with tonight's episode, we're going to play the original soundtrack album for Transformers the movie in its entirety.
Yes.
As well as talking about the movie in depth. So stick around for that. Dude, I couldn't think of any better way for things to come together because, I mean, and I'll talk about this more in our 30th anniversary Transformers the movie extravaganza, but basically it's my favorite movie, and it's the 1 year anniversary of my show. It's also the 30th anniversary of the movie, and the brand new collector's edition 30th anniversary Blu-ray box set comes out 2 days before my birthday in September. So it's like everything is just coming up Mike After Dark here. So Yay. So I got a couple more Today in Geek Histories things. I don't want to get too stuck on Transformers because we will be talking about that in extensive detail a little bit later. Actually, a lot of it later. But in 1991, we're on August 8th, the Gen Con Game Fair is held at the Milwaukee Exposition and Convention Center and Arena in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Mm.
Gen Con Game Fair. In 1995, on August 8th, the United States Justice Department announces it will not pursue an antitrust case against Microsoft before the launch of Windows 95. We jump ahead to the 2000s, where in 2002, on August 8th, Microsoft announces that it's working on a sequel to the blockbuster game Halo for the Xbox.
Halo 2.
One of the best experiences.
Oh my God, yes. Dual wielding. Oh, it was so good. The campaign was amazing.
Yeah, I just remember like all the nights going to my cousins and LAN partying and everything like that. So good.
I feel like everybody's got a story like that.
Well, I happened to be born in 1996, so I wasn't old enough to purchase the game myself. So I had a cousin who was older that enabled me. So, yeah. That Halo was a big part of my childhood.
Clearly.
First video game I ever played.
Oh, really?
Halo 2, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Well, played, like, seriously. I wasn't... It was my cousin's... And my brother, I distinctly remember, we would have, you know, team death matches, and I was never very good, but I was determined to get good, so of course I had to get the game for myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I really, yeah, that was some of my best video game-related memories.
Sure.
Mm.
Too funny. So we have one more year of geek history, and let's talk about 2006, where on August the 8th, America Online publicly apologizes for releasing a data file containing the search queries of more than 650,000 of its U.S. subscribers 10 days prior. After the release caused a media sensation and stirred piracy concerns among the ISP's user. In its apology, it categorized the release as, quote-unquote, a screw-up. And an innocent attempt to reach out to the academic community with research tools.
Hmm.
Okay.
Also on that same day, August 8th, 2006, during a QuakeCon panel, Kevin Cloud, co-owner of id Software, claims that piracy is quote-unquote killing PC games. It's the primary reason retailers are moving to the console, Cloud said. In 2006.
Well, he was kind of wrong.
A little bit. And News Baron Corbin over there, not a console gamer.
Mainly not anymore. No, not really.
Okay.
I don't have any of the new generation stuff.
Neither do I.
Because it's a ripoff. What?
Sorry, basically, yeah.
Whoa!
It's a nice Netflix machine.
You're a nice Netflix machine. I'm trying to participate in my own segment. Holy Toledo. It's terrible. And rounding things out, Gen Con LLC announces it will be expanding its gaming exhibits to include video games.
Yeah.
The company also states it will increase venue space at its Indianapolis convention and relocate its Anaheim convention to the Los Angeles Convention Center. So, Gen Con. So, on the same day in 1991, Gen Con starts.
Wow.
2006... You know, some 15 years later, then it's talking about expanding to video games and increasing venue space and moving to the Los Angeles Convention Center and all that stuff. It all comes back around. And that has been what happened to Today in Geek History. So if I missed something, or if you want to weigh in on News Baron Corbin's elitism with regards to PC gaming versus console gaming.
No disagreement here.
tweet us at KGRGFM, or you could give us a call at 253-833-5004, and you may as well request a song while you're at it, because you know, if you don't ask for songs for me to play, I'm just going to play the songs I want to. And they may not be the songs you want to hear, but they're the songs that are special to me, and it's my show. So, but anyway, if you... Yes.
I got one last thing, Mike.
Yes, sir.
You forgot one thing.
Did I?
Today in geek history...
Uh-huh.
Mads 1 year old.
Aww.
Because if I know anything about Mad, it's very, very, very dorky and very nerdy.
Absolutely.
Which is why I love it.
And we literally would not have it any other way. So coming up after the break, we're going to sneak in a couple clips, hopefully, possibly, probably,
yes,
and your requests. Mike and Mickey After Dark will return. Stick around.
This is your home for today's rock and Warped Wednesdays. Tune in every Wednesday from 3 to 7 p.m. for your chance to win the perfect Warped Tour experience courtesy of your friends at 89.9 KGRG.
Maybe it's time to take a fresh look at everything we thought we knew about landing a great job. For instance, what if phenomenal careers start at the middle school science fair instead of at the job fair? If being the captain of the robotics team means just as much on a college application as being captain of the football team. And if knowing the quadratic formula is every bit as important as knowing the right people. Well, the fact is, the jobs of the future will be heavily geared towards science, technology, engineering, and math. In other words, the future is STEM. More opportunities, better pay. And the road to these great jobs starts as early as middle school. So if you're a student, talk to your school counselor about STEM, because the job you'll get in the future may very well depend on what you do today. A public service message from America's Navy.
As the summer is heating up, so are the new jams at KGRG. Tune in for new music like I Am a Nightmare by Brand New. By Beartooth.
You say I'm just a loser in the background. I can never seem to get it right. But I'm learning my worth is more than your worth.
And Coma by Issue.
As if I had it all figured out. I wanna be the one you can't breathe without.
For more information on music and ads, check out the music tab on KGRG.com.
Wanna join the crew over at KGRG One, your classic alternative?
Oh yeah!
Wanna learn the ins and outs of professional voice tracking and podcasting?
Hell yeah, bitch. Disco hard as hell, Flocka.
Sign up for Journalism 120 in the Green River Course Catalog today. You'll be glad you did.
Hey, is this KGRG?
No, this is Patrick.
Hey, yo, what's up? Is this KGRG?
No, this is Patrick.
Hey, is this KGRG?
No, this is Patrick!
Patrick? KGRG is the name of the station. Like, people would call us at 253-833-5004 so they can put in a request. You know that, right?
And you are listening to Mike and Mickey After Dark on 89.9 KGRG FM. It is our 1 year anniversary extravaganza spectacular. And I thought before we got into our game we have coming up soon, I thought we'd take a step back in time. And we have a variety of clips that we're going to share with you. But what we're going to do is we're not going to play anything chronologically, just to keep things exciting. You know, if you want to hear the entire Mike After Dark saga, the Mad/Mamad saga in its entirety, that's available on our SoundCloud page, which you can get connected to from the MMAD on demand page. I'm sorry, the Mamad page in the on demand section of KGRG.com. I keep messing that up for
that's
some
okay.
reason. Because it's both. It's all on demand and all that. But yeah, I mean, it's like, you know, we've got goofy DJ profiles and connections to playlists. But anyway, all of our episodes are up and available for stream and download. So, but anyway, we just thought we would share some fun clips. And speaking of fun clips.
Yes.
This one is the first time that I can think of that a KGRG personality crashed the show.
What?
So basically, like, to kind of get into the history a little bit, I started this as a solo DJ shift, which you can also by signing up for Journalism 110 at Green River College here. You can be on the KGRG airwaves in 2 weeks, just like I did, and have your own solo DJ shift where you're talking about the music, you're talking about KGRG events, doing all kinds of fun, cool stuff. And, you know, maybe you'll be fortunate like I was to be surrounded by really cool folks like Mickey and my team that helped. Well, and you guys have helped me develop this thing that was just me doing a solo DJ shift into a show. Anyway, so back when I was just doing these air breaks, another KGRG personality decided to come in and talk to me, and he would become the first of many, many guests, and I would say kind of set the standard for this time spot, this 9 to midnight Mike and Mickey After Dark party time, to be kind of the party destination for all of our KGRG fam.
Yeah.
So let's hear from JP, currently of Post Radio Records and programming for KBTC, I believe, formerly of KGRG FM's award-winning post-rock show, and somebody that was really a mentor of mine and kind of helped me become the broadcaster that I am. Let's step back in time and listen to a little bit of that. Man, you know, I probably mentioned this to you guys before, but fall is my favorite time of year. Mostly, I suppose it's because it's a time of transition. You know, it's nice out, but it's not summer. And it's crisp outside, but it's not so damn cold like winter. You know, it actually kind of reminds me of brunch.
What's brunch? You'd love it. It's not quite breakfast. It's not quite lunch, but it comes with a slice of cantaloupe at the end. You don't get completely what you would at breakfast, but you get a good meal.
You seem to know a lot about brunch.
Anyway, change is the only constant, right? And like the season's changing, there have been a couple changes for me specifically here at KGRG that I'd like to take a second and talk about. So now that the new quarter has started up, I'm no longer on the post. Yeah. It's time for other people to have their turn to experience what really being on KGRG's specialty show of the year is like. It's one of the best things about taking Journalism 110 here at Green River College. You get the opportunity to be an intern on our specialty shows like I was on The Post during summer quarter. And I see somebody messing with headphones over there. I get the feeling that I'm about to be joined by a guest.
Oh my God.
All the way over from the newsroom. Give it up to my former host and mentor, JP. Take it away. You're on.
Just mentioned the post, and I my ears pricked up, and I was like, I have to go over and see what Uncle Mike is doing. He's all grown up now.
Yeah, which is delightfully absurd given circumstances. But go on.
I'm so proud.
That's wonderful.
I do listen, actually. I tend to listen whenever I get off work.
I'm sorry.
And I'm sorry that I don't call in as much as I used to.
But, you call in all the time. What are you talking about?
Not as much as other callers, I would say. Maybe?
We'll have to agree to disagree.
253-833-5004 is where it's at. But it's interesting because I was actually just writing an email out to the new interns because they're walking in studio not knowing, you know, entirely what to expect. I mean, one of them actually used to listen to the show way back in the beginning.
Oh, really?
From day one. So I kind of wanted to pick your brain a little bit.
Sure.
You used to be an intern day one.
Sure did.
What was that like?
Scary.
It's like he's interviewing
you now.
I'm
trying not to scare these ones.
Yeah.
Do you have any tips for me?
Wow, we're putting on the spot here. You know what? I think that I think the broadcast journalism program here is one of the most welcoming experiences that I've been part of. So anything that can push that along, you know, welcome the young, eager minds and maybe not overwhelm them so much.
I don't know. There are so many of them, so I am hoping that it won't be as overwhelming.
Sure.
Because I'm trying to segment it out so that each person has a thing that they can own.
See, I like that. That's super cool.
Whereas I'm like, hey, Mike, do all the things.
Right.
All the things.
Last quarter.
Uh-huh.
I've learned a little bit. See, even I'm learning.
That's awesome. I'm glad to hear that.
Not to, like, use and abuse.
Sure.
Eager and hungry.
Well, see, but that's part of the deal, though. You know, it's a hands-on environment here. Incidentally, you can sign up for Journalism 110. Do we have any spots left, or are we...
I don't even know
where we're at anymore on that.
You could probably squeak in. We've only had two classes so far.
Right.
But I would definitely think about it for winter quarter specifically.
Yeah.
For sure, if we are full up. I'm not 100% sure. I think we had a healthy size class.
Oh, gotcha.
Is what I saw. Well, like I said, I'm gonna say it. We have 5 interns on the post.
That's so basically what you're saying now is that it takes 5 new 110 students to do what I did over the summer.
Pretty much, yeah. That's exactly what I'm saying.
Oh,
you
man.
Rock like Slayer, man. That's awesome.
So. I'm just as surprised as anyone, though. Like, 5 people were like, yes, I want to be on the post. And I'm like, okay. Like, I was expecting maybe 1.
Sure.
Maybe 2. Was not expecting 5.
Yeah, that's amazing, though, because that means they're eager. They're excited. And that's cool. I mean, that, again, I talk about this at least 3 or 4 times every week, just talking about how cool the experience is just
all
to
I talk
be
about.
Here on yeah. Radio at KGRG and to get that focused direction and instruction that's truly unique to the program here at Green River College. Nobody else does it like we do.
Are you going to be talking a little bit later about what your production class is like?
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that too because I haven't been able to make it. I've missed a few, so
yeah.
I like to get caught up on my own production skills too. So.
Yeah, that incidentally is, that's actually... I'll come back to it later.
I'm
running up on a break I need to do. So, I will definitely talk about that coming up later. Speaking of coming up later, I'll talk to you a little more about a new opportunity I have, as well as teasing this awesome interview that I've got going on later this evening. So, JP, anything else?
No, you rock, man. Just let it go.
Cool. Thanks, man. All right. So, more right after these. And we're back.
Man.
Yeah.
That was interesting. You know, it really showed that... wait, the 5 interns. I'm looking at the date on this. This was 9/28/15.
Yeah. So for anybody
that's
keeping score, 2 of those 5 interns are in studio with me tonight.
Hey, yo, how you doing?
and the one that the one intern that he, you know, especially mentioned... The one who had listened to the show.
Oh my god.
Beforehand. From the beginning.
We know!
I'm in a different room, but I'm sure that you can tell I'm rolling my eyes.
I can hear it from here. It's like. It's about to roll right out of your head.
Whoa.
It's like, did you drop something? It's all like.
Okay. Well, you know, it really shows how much Mike After Dark has changed. Over the years, you know?
Yep.
I don't mean years, I mean year.
Yeah, same difference. Well, we've crossed 2 calendar years, so...
That's true.
So yeah, that's... It's years plural, sure.
Because I'm sure that this was pretty soon after you stopped being an intern on the post.
This was the week after.
Oh, wow, just a week.
Yeah, so like...
Holy Toledo.
That, I believe I was on the previous Thursday and then wasn't on... I think this was the following week.
Wow.
We'll just call it that because it was basically when the new quarter started and my mix of classes wasn't conducive to where I could continue with that show.
That's wild.
Yep. So, yeah. So, I don't know. Fun times. I liked listening to that one because, again, it just shows that you just never know who's going to show up and what's going to happen when the KGRG fam just hang around in the living room here.
And they'll just run in with headphones ready, just like,
yeah.
Let me on, man! It's like, okay, I got you, fam. Like let's do this.
Yeah,
I'm prepared.
Yeah, not to be confused for that time that Natalie and Myra showed up. We were like, we want to be on the show. It's like, go get some headphones.
So, oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, right?
Oh, so goofy.
Yeah. So, but Luke, you wanted to say something?
No.
Wow.
Oh.
What was that all about? Oh,
I don't. Did I say I wanted to say something?
I thought you signaled or something. Oh. Maybe not.
No. Because not really.
It looks like. Did I stutter? Like I don't want to say anything.
Oh no! All right. So let's go ahead and move on. Mickey.
Yes.
Do you happen to have a song for us?
Oh, give me Una Memento. How about we listen to some Joe Chip and the Inertials, No Cash.
Yes.
Throwback, you know.
Oh, man. Yeah, see, we're keeping it total mad throwback. Now, Joe Chip and the Inertials is, I think, our first band interview, if I remember correctly.
It sure was.
And even now, on most weeks, you can hear Joe talking about our show and is kind of like part of our intro, and it's super cool. Really cool guy, and really makes some really unique music. We called him the lo-fi garage guy.
Lo-fi garage guy.
I don't know if he called himself that. I think we just called him that.
I don't know.
But yeah, it was, you know, kind of lo-fi DIY type rock, and yeah, just really good. So do you need Bump?
I got it, my man.
Oh, very good. Well, let's just go ahead and hit that, and then we'll be back in a few minutes to play a variation of Is It Real or Is It Fake?
Yes.
You're listening to Mike and Mickey After Dark on 89.9 KGRG FM.
Dude.
Bro. This is Joe Chip, and you're listening to Mike and Mickey, 89.9 KGRG FM. I can get away with that because the music's still going. Come on, man.
No cash.
Got a lettuce. Got no cheddar. Can't be worse. A little bit better. Got no greenbacks. Got no stocks.
Cash it down.
Scrolling on Tumblr and you come across the perfect OTP, you just need to tell someone about it, like now. Call us up at 253-833-5004 and we'll totally pick up and we'll both freak out about it while listening to Today's Rock. This is KGRG.
Luke. Hey Luke, cool guy Luke. That's you. You're live on the air.
Hello.
Tell these nice people what song I'm going to play for you.
Swing Life Away by Rise Against.
That's great. Why do you want to hear it?
Because it's a good song.
Very good.
And I just sort of rediscovered it today and thought we should play it.
I agree. You're listening to Mike and Mickey After Dark on KGRG. 89.9 KGRG FM. You're listening to the Mike and Mickey After Dark 1 year anniversary extravaganza.
Yay!
And as you're looking at your time, you see that it's around 10:30. So typically at this time, we would play our favorite game, Is It Real or Is It Fake?
Woo.
And yeah, exactly. And I couldn't be bothered to load up the audio.
That's okay.
And I remembered why I didn't load up the audio, because what we're going to do instead of playing a live version of the game today, what we're going to do is we're going to take another step back in time.
We are.
And Mickey, do you know when we're stepping back in time too?
Yes. Oh my God. Oh, this date cannot be correct. Okay. So it is 11/16/15.
What?
Or is it 14? Did you title this correctly?
Maybe not. I don't know.
Because it says it was in 2014.
It was in November.
Yeah. That's all you need to know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
November of last year.
Yeah, so it'd be, what, November 14th, 2015?
Yeah, but you said it was in 2014. I was like, girl, I was still in high school back then. Like, I was not here.
All right. Well, that didn't go the way that I was anticipating. That's all right. It's live radio, and what we do in live radio is we just keep moving.
The most important part is it's one of the first Is It Real or Is It Fake games.
Well, it's the first.
Yes, it is.
The first with the official title.
Oh,
now,
my God.
Now, the week before, we had played a version of it where we casually talked about music genres and you encouraged me to guess, but we hadn't named it and
That's
we
true.
Hadn't decided what we were going to do. Now, this game,
Is It Real or Is It Fake?
Has become a... Are you guys playing audio over there? No, maybe not. Nope, sorry. I thought it was just me. I heard something in my headphones and I just got confused. Anyway, Is It Real or Is It Fake has become kind of the staple anchor segment of our show, and it's the brainchild of our own producer, the Mickey Special.
Oh,
and
thank you.
And all of you, all three of you guys in the newsroom between current intern Ricky, current cool guy Luke, and former news baron Corbin.
Current cool guy.
Cool guy Luke.
So all
good to know I'm still cool.
Yes, you are currently
cool.
Current status, colon, cool.
Trademark symbol.
All right, so you guys have all played the game before. What is your favorite thing about it? Or do you have a favorite memory of playing the game? It might be a little bit of a trick question, and I was rolling the dice that the two of you guys would land on the same thing, but it doesn't seem to be the case.
Well, there was that one time.
What was that one time?
There was that one time.
Please be more specific.
Where the game's host wasn't there.
Oh, so,
the
yes.
official host.
The wild dog times. Shock gloves.
Well,
that moment was immortalized.
Yeah.
Let's see here. The Is It Real or Is It Fake games I've listened to.
Yes.
All of them, you know, the one thing I love about it the most is just your imagination, Mickey. Like you got a really, really intense imagination. Like,
Thank you. And
you're really good at BSing. Like, do you play poker by any chance? Or you'd be really good at it?
I do play poker.
Amazing.
Thank you.
When it came,
A plus.
That's a 10.
When it came to actually, you know, coming on air with you guys and playing, that game was just so good. You know what I'm talking about? The Wild Dog Time, Rainbow Raider, and The Swarm.
The Swarm, yes.
All
Swarm.
Characters I refuse to believe actually exist in comic books, but apparently they do.
See, comic books and music genres are two categories where absurdity, like, it's just so absurd that, you know, you can't really tell if it's real or not.
Yeah, that's true.
And that's why we invited you to be on the show today, Luke. You always have, like, that special bit of insight that you just pluck from nothingness and just be able to explain things concisely. Whereas I will just ramble my face off for over a half hour, and at the end of it, it's like...
to ramble as well.
It's like, oh, you really like that Transformer movie. Okay, great. I get it. I get it. It's okay.
Shout out to later tonight.
Yeah. So we're not going to play the infamous Wild Dog clip, but you can find that in the on-demand section for our page and on our SoundCloud. And really, that kind of inspired, like, an entire thing. Like, I mean, like, this character is going to be on Arrow next season, and we're, like, excited about it for...
He
like,
has his own DJ shift here on KGRG. Yeah,
it just... I can't think of a thing. And it's always the most wildly absurd
Still
things.
Need to meet him.
Yeah, totally.
I don't think you do.
So, but But for now, though, let's take a step back through the mirror to a simpler time and listen to the very first playing of...
Is it real or is it fake?
This is Mike and Mickey After Dark on 89.9 KGRG FM.
It is time for your newest favorite game!
Is it real or is it fake?
Oh my goodness. Yeah, there's no woo.
That is honestly the best piece of production I've ever made in my life.
Well, that's the first piece of production that you've made in your life.
That's the best!
Exactly. So you are listening to Mike After Dark on KGRG 89.9. And we're fixing to do... We played a variation of this game last week, but we've continued to workshop it a little bit. And so we're going to try this again. Okay, that was all I needed to say, Mickey. I just wanted to...
All right.
We don't even sound like that anymore.
So this game is all about testing Mike to see his knowledge. And it's funny because he's old and he'll probably get it all wrong.
That's where the joke lies.
And so we're going to ask, is it real or is it fake?
Woo.
That's where I'm going to name three music genres this week. And I'm going to tell him a little bit about it, about each of the genres. And he's going to tell me at the end which one is real and which ones are fake.
So you're going to name three for me.
Yes. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about them.
Okay. I'm just not getting it.
At the end, you're going to say, I think this one is real and this one's fake and then this one's real. Or, you know, in any order.
What if I just name my order?
Okay,
very good. Yeah. I thought like one of the three choices was either real and or fake. But anyway, carry on. Yeah,
anyway.
We will figure it out as we go.
Oh my. Are you ready for the first one?
You are running out of time.
Oh my god.
Yes, I am ready. Jack is ready, so therefore I am ready.
The first music genre is called vaporwave. It's music with really heavy synthesizers, and usually there's like lots of pulls from background music of places like grocery stores, elevators, and office lobbies. And it uses bits from infomercials, menu screens, and slows them down or distorts them or loops them to make it their own. And it has really heavy influences from the 80s and 90s.
Okay.
So that's our first music genre. I told you it would be hard.
Yeah.
The second music genre is called Neanderthal.
Oh, yeah,
it's music inspired by cave drawings and pre-culture and pre-civilization. It's truly primal sounding.
Come on.
It uses the most basic of instruments and vocals, and there's, like, no real use of language, but there's lots of long vocalizations, and it's kind of just... Stop.
Please continue.
It's kind of distorted, so it sounds like you're in a cave. Do you get it?
Oh my god!
Good. And the third music genre is called power violence. It has extremely spastic tempos, and it often goes between crazy, hard, and fast riffs and vocals. Very screamy, quote-unquote, as you would say.
Quote-unquote.
And it goes to sudden, slow guitars that's kind of, like, sludgy sounding. And then it goes back to fast grindcore. And the interesting thing is these songs are always short, like less than 2 minutes, but they're definitely exciting.
Okay.
Those are our three.
So those are my three choices.
We got Vaporwave, Neanderthal, and Power Violence. Which ones are real and which one is fake?
I keep using like one or ones, like...
I don't know.
Trying to give you hints, maybe.
I am going to say that Neanderthal is fake.
Okay.
And that the other two are real.
Wow, we still don't have songs or sounds, but you're right.
I got them right?
Yeah, Vaporwave and Power Violence are very real. I actually listened to Vaporwave, and Neanderthal is fake. I made it up. But it sounds cool, right?
You know what? Well,
oh my god.
Yes, it sounds great. Yes. Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Mike humors me so much.
Yes.
Oh, Mike.
Wow. So what was the other one? Hyperviolence?
Power violence.
Power violence. That's That just sounds so cool that I just have to check that out.
Ooh, I'll play some for you after this. So, dear listener, did you get it right? Did you guess that Neanderthal is the thing that Mickey made up? You can call me at 253-833-5004 and tell me all about it. I mean, I would love to know what you thought of the game. It's always really fun to play. So.
Absolutely. I think it's a really cool idea. I think it's really, really fun. Because this all came out of the fact that your host, dear Uncle Michael Tark, has the musical fluency of a partially thawed fish stick. It's true.
So good. Like a bag of peanuts.
So great though. Alrighty, but yeah, so tune in every week to Mike After Dark at 10:30-ish.
We can stay on time
game.
Then.
It may be the same game still, next week, yeah. Or we may.
Is it real or is it fake?
You know, I'm just gonna have to play that again because that is so awesome. It is time for your newest favorite game.
Is it real or is it fake?
So silly. So actually, before we move on, I want to really quickly congratulate you on Mickey made that piece of production entirely by herself.
She
got me to record my voice, she recorded her voice, she found the music, and she assembled all that all by her lonesome, which is awesome.
It was me. I did it all by myself.
So if you want to learn how
I'm so cringy right now
pieces like that, you're taking our production class next quarter. Yeah
Journalism 151.
Yes,
with Bob Rivers.
The Bob Rivers. You know, I don't want to get too much on a tangent, but I'm in Bob's news writing class, and we have something especially exciting coming up on Wednesday. We have a guest who is a morning show host for a major show here in Seattle, and I couldn't be more
whatever, excited. Luke. I don't need your judgment.
What?
Oh, hell. Maybe I'll try dropping names later. I'll run that by the programming department. Maybe corporate will let me name names. But that is not what I wanted to talk about at all. I wanted to talk about Journalism 151. That is our introduction to radio production class. I am currently in that class. Mm-hmm. And Mickey will be taking that next quarter. And we would love for you to join us. GreenRiver.edu is where you need to go to do that.
Or if you want to be on air like weirdos like us, you can join Journalism 110.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. We should play some music now.
I think we definitely should.
Oh my god.
Should.
Yeah.
So this is neither hyper. Well, wait.
Okay.
Dang it! Oh. I messed. You know what? I have been messing up my own jokes all day long. So I'm just gonna hit this button. Here's Capture and Release from Beautiful Bodies. This is Mike After Dark on KGRG 89.9 FM. Dude. Bro.
Oh, man.
You're so embarrassed listening to that. Cracked me up.
I want to listen to some Vaporwave now.
My face is so red.
It was all right. are we listening to this song now?
Sure.
Okay, cool.
It's a good song.
I like it.
I agree.
That's why I left it in the clip. As we were talking all over it.
I'm just going to shut up now.
Fight you.
Yeah. I need it so bad. With your skin so hot, how can you act cold? Oh, whoa. You better believe it, I'll use you like that. Use me like that, use me like that. Top shelf, out of reach. We play capture and release. Oh,
ever wonder what we look like, the face behind the radio?
Well, now's your chance.
Follow us on Instagram
at KGRG_FM.
This is the sound of E. coli splashing around in raw hamburger juice on your cutting board. And it looks like Mom just put the tomatoes and onions on there too. Don't let E. coli mosh with your food. An estimated 3,000 Americans die from a foodborne illness each year. So always separate raw meat from vegetables on two cutting boards. Keep your family safe at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
Hey, this is Mike from Mike and Mickey After Dark on KGRG-FM. My time on the radio has been incredible and exciting. And if you could believe it, for the past year, I've been encouraging all you guys to make good choices.
Or don't. Wait, 1 year? Like 12 months?
Damn right, the whole 365. Mike After Dark has been on the airwaves for over 50 episodes, and we're celebrating that big milestone every Monday night from 9 to midnight.
Awesome! Tune in on KGRG 89.9 FM, iHeartRadio, or on our brand new app.
Is that thing still new?
We are listening to today's rock. We need you to come and join the congregation. We need you to listen in, and we need you to do something. Give us a request. Call us at 253-833-5004. And even better, if you want a say in what we do, you can sign up at Journalism 110 at Green River College.
Here at Dead Air, we put the Northwest first before everything. Up next, we have a new band from Portland called Cutting Through, a group formed of members of Fired Up, Safe and Sound, Unrestrained, and Get the Most. Up next, we have What's in the Past.
Behind this lens, a dated boy.
That was Cutting Through with What's in the Past. The only place to listen to all the newest Northwest hardcore is right here every Thursday night from 10 to midnight. Only on Dead Air KGRG FM.
Hey, this is Austin Getz from Turnover. You're listening to 89.9 KGRG. Time to live.